You want to hear what the client wants, but then you're also the creative one, right? That's like your expertise. You know, you're not going to go to someone and tell them, this is how you should direct this movie, or this is how you should make this lasagna. Like, that's not my expertise. But how to put an outfit together, how to put looks together, how it for it to make sense, to read well in photos, or in person or on camera, whatever it is, that is my expertise. So you have to be able to have the confidence to say, I hear your vision, I want to create that, but may I make these suggestions? And then with those suggestions, it's always good to have visuals, as I was saying earlier, because what I have in my head and you have in your head may not be the same thing.
Welcome to Chase Your Dreams, a podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to build a purposeful and profitable clothing business so they can make a living doing what they love. I'm your host, Glynis Tao, an apparel business consultant and SEO specialist with 20 years apparel industry experience. I'm also a mom to a wonderfully energetic little boy named Chase.
My guest today is fashion stylist Tamara Godden. Tamara's work as a stylist reaches from Paris to Mexico, New York to LA, and Chicago to Dallas. As a personal stylist, Tamara caters to each client through each season, meeting their specific needs for fashion to match their lifestyle. Tamara fills many shoes, including work in TV and film, commercial and runway styling, in addition to New York Fashion Week each year. With a deep affection for travel, she finds inspiration in cooking, food, textiles, and shopping, gathered from the numerous countries and cultures she frequents around the globe. With a unique understanding of the concept of fashion itself, Tamara believes that trends really can work for each person. Ultimately, it is just about understanding the best way to wear the piece that works for you. Hi, Tamara. It's so nice to have you here. Thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself and your experience as a personal stylist?
Yeah, so I moved to New York right out of college. I grew up in a small town in the Midwest, and I wanted something a little bit more. I love my Midwest upbringing, but I wanted something a little bit more. So I moved to New York. I got really into fashion. And then as I was working in the fashion industry, I kind of fell into styling. It wasn't something I had like set out to do, but it was something that was presented to me. And so I started doing personal styling, and then I got into doing some more things with print and commercial and television and different things like that. So then I started doing a combination of working with personal clients one-on-one, and then also doing other styling projects.
Oh, that's amazing. So that answered my question in terms of how you got started in the field of personal styling. So what's the role of a personal stylist when it comes to working with clothing brands for a photo shoot?
So with working with photo shoots, you are working usually with a brand that you're trying to represent, whatever that product might be. And so the clothes are an extension of kind of communicating what you want your message to be. So if I'm styling a photo shoot that is centered around something clothing related, then that is kind of one form of doing it. But I also might be styling something for a telephone, like cell phone commercial. And that could be a different complete just sense of how you style for that with the clothing. And so it's very important to have good relationships with a variety of brands and stores and retailers, because you need to obviously utilize them to be pulling clothes, borrowing clothes. So it's really important that you have a good reach on all different types of brands and different relationships with different retailers. So then you can then take that story and you can really help it to translate through the clothing and the looks that you're putting together.
Amazing. So that brings me to the next question, actually. How do you establish a collaborative relationship with the clothing brand to understand their vision and goals?
So a big part of it is just knowing, doing your homework, essentially, right? So for me to do my job well, there are a lot of different relationships that have to come into play. And a lot of that just comes with experience. It comes with time. Styling is something that you learn as you go. You learn it like you learn to ride the horse when you're on the horse. It's you are learning in the moment, in the action. You're learning from watching other people that you've worked with. You're learning through your own mistakes. And so it's really important that you have these different relationships and that you develop their relationships because they are so important to have. And then it's so much of my job is about listening and really hearing what does the client want? What is this brand looking for? Who is their customer? Who is their client? What are they trying to say? And really understanding that. And then through that, help them to fulfill their story, their vision, in a way that makes them feel like they were heard, feel that they are, sharing and showing people what it is that they were wanting to say, the story they're wanting to tell.
Yeah, so one of the companies that you partner with is New York Fashion Week, right? In terms of styling for them, are you styling like for the designers or the specific designers, or how does that usually work?
So with New York Fashion Week, so in fashion, a lot of times you get hired maybe by the producer, you might get hired by PR. It could be a relationship you have with the designer. It kind of depends on the brand as to who might bring you along to work with them. And then through that process, that's where you're doing all of the fittings. You're there when all the looks are being put together, trying to coordinate the outfits, coordinate the looks, what model is going to wear which piece, what look, how does it need to be tailored? All of those elements go into the whole process for runway. When you're doing a photo shoot, it's not, 3D. You can pin it, you can clip it, you can do all these things to finagle. You can take things out in post. After you've taken the pictures, you can do all these things to make it look the way you want. But when it's walking down the runway, you can't do that. So it has to look as perfect as possible on the person because there is no hiding. You can't hide clips and
Like you
safety pins
have
and
the
all that stuff.
360
Exactly.
degree.
Exactly. So a lot goes into, is this the right model for the look? How's the tailoring? How's the look? But yeah, it's so much working. Again, you're working with all of these people. You're working with the designer, you're working with the producer, you're working with lighting, you're working with PR, you're working with all of these people all at once.
And so, that brings me the question in terms of the importance of understanding clothing brand's identity and target audience, right? Before a shoot happens. Is there any kind of preparation in terms of like, what are the steps that you usually take to familiarize yourself with a brand style and ethos?
Yeah, so definitely a lot of research goes in. I always obviously look at all the past things they've done. What are they showing on social media? What is their website? Maybe even looking at brands that are similar to theirs. And what are they doing? What are they saying? How are they communicating it? And then I put together mood boards and different ideas because, you can have something in your head, but that doesn't always translate when you're just using words. So if I put together a mood board and someone says, okay, we're going, this is what we want to go for. And maybe they have these this kind of floral situation in their head. But then I interpret what they're saying differently. If I put together a mood board and a lookbook for them and I send it to them and I say, okay, is this what you were envisioning? And they're like, oh no, we were envisioning actually this and this. Then I can adjust that before we get to the point where I'm pulling the clothes and pulling the pieces. So there's a lot of direction and research that has to come before that we get to the point of actually doing the photo shoot, because we have to have the initial conversations. We have to make sure, like, what your version of this floral motif and what my version of that, like, are we aligned? And then there also is a process of, you know, if they, you know, where I may say, I get that this is your vision and I can do that. However, I might recommend adding this element or substituting this element, because I may say from my eye, this would make a better option. So it just gives you that time to kind of have that back and forth. And then through that, then it becomes time to be like, okay, I'm going to start pulling the looks for what the photo shoot will be. So there actually is quite a bit of work that you do on the front end before you're just at the store, just pulling clothes.
Can you walk us through your pre-production process when you're preparing for a photo shoot with the clothing brand? You sort of told us a little bit about the upfront work there, but.
Sure. Yeah. So like I was saying, a lot of it is doing all the kind of research beforehand. And then it depends on the clothing brand. Like, am I working with a clothing brand where I'm just restyling their clothing that they have, or is this maybe a shoe designer or a handbag or something like that, where I have to actually pull other clothes to create the look? So it really kind of depends what exactly, you know, I am styling. But, you know, there is all the research, there's the conversations, there's putting the mood boards together. And then I'm an over puller, you know, if I'm like, okay, I think I need a rack's worth of clothes, I might bring 3 racks worth of clothes, because I've been in so many situations where, you know, you just don't ever want to say, I don't have that, or, oh, I didn't pull that. You know, it's better to be like, you have so much extra stuff. So I'm just always over-prepared. I over-pull because I just don't want to be in a situation where someone says, oh, can we have this type of a blue sweater? And I'm like, I don't have any blue sweaters, or whatever the case may be. So through all that prep work I was mentioning a minute ago, and then there's just the time of going out and pulling all the pieces, because then you'll go through it with whether it's the designer, the art director, whoever is working on, you know, there to oversee the photo shoot and do all of the editing and all of that sort of stuff. You need to work with them as well, because it's very important. They have a lot of input and insight into what, how the looks look and how everything is pulled together.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would think that here's where your experience really comes into play, right? In the preparation part of it and having everything ready and ahead of time, and even anticipating for perhaps, you know, like you said, maybe if someone asks, like, I need a blue sweater, and you have the blue sweater there. I guess, did that all come with you through like your experience and the time working as a stylist?
Yeah, again, a lot of it is like you get thrown into the deep end and you learn to swim or you're going to drown, right? And, you know, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of people along the way, because you don't just start as a lead stylist, you start smaller and work your way up. And so a lot of it is learning from what people that you've worked with or have gone before you, you know, and it's just really paying attention. Like, I just would pay attention to everything. I would try and listen to conversations. I would ask the questions why or how to make sure I would understand. So then when I had to do it by myself, I knew the ins and the outs. And I could say, okay, I've learned from this. Or if I made a mistake on something in the past, you know, you want to learn from those things and make sure it doesn't happen again. You learned your lesson. And now you're prepared for anything and everything that could come your way.
Yeah. And so do you have a team of people that you work with? Do you have an assistant? And also, do you have like preferred, hairstylists, makeup artists, photographers that you usually like to work with?
Yes, so I do have a team of people. I have people that work with social stuff. I have assistants. I have other stylists, assistant stylists that I hire for different jobs and projects. So kind of depending on, if I'm in LA or if I'm in Dallas or if I'm in New York or where I am, and have people to work with me in a bunch of different places that I've worked with a long time, and they're fantastic. So that's so important. And then yes, I have there's different agencies, hair, makeup, all of that stuff that I like to work with in the different markets. If I'm in a market or a city or an area I'm not as familiar with, then it just requires just a little bit of research or reaching out to maybe a hair and makeup team that I work with in New York, who, and I say, oh, I've got to, go to Iowa or whatever. Do you know someone in this market, or do you know who I could reach out to? So sometimes it requires a little bit of extra legwork or research, but for the most part, again, I've done this for a while, and so in those major markets that I work, I have teams of people and people I like to work with.
Amazing. So, how do you adjust your styling approach for different types of clothing brands, like say, such as casual, formal, or athletic wear? And could you share an example of a photo shoot where you had to adapt your styling to a brand with a unique aesthetic?
Yeah, so people a lot, this kind of crosses over a lot with personal styling, where people say, oh, what if your taste isn't my taste or your style isn't my style? Can you dress me? And the answer is absolutely, because if I'm good at my job, it my taste doesn't have to be your taste. My taste may not be your taste at all, but that doesn't mean that you have to know, what's the client looking for? What's the body type? Or, if it's working with a photo shoot, it's what does that client want? Who are they trying to reach? Who's their audience? And their audience might not be me. I may not be their target customer whatsoever, but if I'm good at my job, that doesn't matter, because you have to read what the situation is. You have to know the product, learn the product, look at, again, I mentioned earlier, the competitors. Who are their competitors? Who are brands like theirs? What are they doing? And, learn. That's why I said you have to do your homework. You have to do your research with all of that stuff. Because whether it's doing athleisure or whether it's doing cocktail or grunge or whatever it is, it doesn't really matter what my taste or my style is. And I think of like this example of, if you think of like people in movies, that there's costume designers, and these costume designers, like if you looked at someone as famous as like Pat Fields, who did all the Sex and the City stuff, who did Devil Wears Prada, all of that, and you maybe look at her and you're thinking, well, she doesn't look anything like how she's dressing these people. Because, that doesn't matter, because she's good at her job. She has an eye for it. And it's about the creativity. It's about having the eye. And I said it earlier, listening. It is, I can't tell you how important it is to actually listen to what the client is saying and hear them, and then do your homework. Those things are so essential. And, a time I've been on set, I mean, this goes back a ways, but I was doing a shoot, or actually a Lifetime movie. And the writer, she had this vision that there would be red and yellow combined in like all different forms of the wardrobe, in all different looks. And I personally don't think those two colors work together. I think of McDonald's, I think of ketchup and mustard. I would never put red with yellow, but this was her movie, this was her vision, this is what she wanted. So then I had to find ways to make her happy and hear her, but then at the same time, maybe it's more like red and gold, or maybe we take mustard and we mix that with more of a merlot or a cranberry. Like, how can I hear her vision, but then do it in a way that I believe as a creative person will translate and still look good and be something that I can say, yes, I styled that without wanting to be like, I don't want my name attached to that. So, you know, that's one that just pops into my head, was just this vision she had and, you know, finding a way to hear her, go along with her, but then again, encourage her. Maybe there's ways we can do it without it being, you know, yellow, like, and cherry red, and like trying to mix those two together.
Yeah. And so I guess communication and collaboration between you and the brands is important, and just being able to find a middle ground, I guess, and, you know, between what they want and what you think would work, I guess, from your stylist perspective, right?
Yeah. I mean, you want to hear what the client wants, but then you're also the creative one, right? That's like your expertise. You know, you're not going to go to someone and tell them, this is how you should, you know, direct this movie, or this is how you should make this lasagna. Like, that's not my expertise. But how to put an outfit together, how to put looks together, for it to make sense, to read well in photos, or in person or on camera, whatever it is, that is my expertise. So you have to be able to have the confidence to say, I hear your vision, I want to create that, but may I make these suggestions? And then with those suggestions, it's always good to have visuals, as I was saying earlier, because what I have in my head and you have in your head may not be the same thing. And so having that visual, because then everybody's on the same page, because everyone has seen these looks and these inspirations, and then they can look at this and say, okay, yes, like, I am on board with this. We're on the same page now, or I didn't understand what you were saying before, but now that I see it, I get it. So, you know, there's a lot there where going the extra mile, doing the visuals, putting the mood boards together, or going to a store and snapping some pictures, those things really will help to kind of share what you're thinking and what your ideas are.
Yeah. And so you really, you know, emphasize the importance of having the mood board. Do you share that with the photographer and makeup artist and other members of the photo shoot team as well? So that, you know, you're able to ensure that everyone's aligned with the overall vision for the shoot.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the mood board is a little bit more that when you're working with whoever, like, the designer is, or whoever the person that has hired you for the shoot, you know, that's to make sure you guys are on the same page. Sometimes the photographer is brought in at that stage. Sometimes they're not brought in until it's set time and they're there with their camera to shoot. So it really kind of depends on that. When it comes to hair, makeup, all of that, you always offer visuals. You know, you say, okay, this is the makeup I'm looking at. This is the look I'm, you know, this hair, this, you know, you show them the visuals for those things as well. And then again, they may have an interpretation. They may say, well, I know you wanted a high pony, but I really think with these looks or this neckline or this aesthetic that maybe a lower one would make more sense. And then you can say, okay, I see your point. You know, so it's really just a lot of going back and forth, but as much as you can communicate and share your ideas visually, the better it's going to go.
Amazing. And how do you evaluate the success of a photo shoot in terms of the impact your styling choices had on the final images?
So ultimately, if your client is happy, that's a success, right? If they come to you and say, this looks fantastic, the photos look fantastic, the pictures for the website or social media or whatever I'm styling for, like, when they're happy and they feel good about the end product, that's a success to me. And then, you know, hopefully products sell and all of that. And hopefully my styling and how I put things together and how I put the looks together enhanced that and helped with that. But you just want to make, at the end of the day, you want your client to be happy. And then the biggest thing is they ask you back, they hire you back. You know, they said, okay, we did this shoot for a launch for, you know, this line or this social media presence or the website or whatever in February, and we're doing another one in June, and you get a call in, you know, March saying, hey, we want you to start thinking about this June shoot.
Yeah. So can you provide an example of a photo shoot where your styling significantly contributed to the overall success of the campaign?
Yeah. I mean, so I was doing, this is such a random one, but I was doing something with Verizon, which obviously isn't fashion at all. But then we were able to really add such a fun element with clothing because we were given some leeway with that. And then it got to be where it wasn't just so stiff and boring, but it got to be a little bit more fun because I think everything is so visual. And so when you're looking at an image, I mean, if you're scrolling through someone's social media or something, I mean, the pictures you're going to stop on are the ones that grab your eye, that catch your attention. And if your picture looks the same as everybody else's picture, if your photo shoot, if your website just, if it doesn't stand out. And so that's where having a stylist that knows what you're doing, because the job is to get the photos to stand out and to get something to stand out and be different and not be like everybody else's, or, you know, you have to put that element in there to put something together in a way that makes someone stop and say, oh, that grabbed my attention.
Yeah. And I mean, you offer so much insight and advice into how brands are able to style their photo shoots to have a more lasting impact and to be able to stand out from everything else that's out there, right? Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience about, you know, the role of a personal stylist in creating lasting, impactful images for clothing brands?
Yes, I mean, you know, the biggest thing is there are so many clothing brands, especially with Instagram and social media, that is what it is, that's popping up. You know, there are no brick and mortar for these places, for these different lines and brands. So you have, I think it's 2 seconds to capture someone's attention, whether it's on Instagram, looking at a website, you have to grab their attention. And so working with a stylist, working with someone who can have that creative direction from start to finish, I've seen it makes such a difference in what, you know, it's taking your business and it's just upping the game. Going from like, oh, we've got really cool clothes and we put some pretty pictures together, to we have really cool clothes and oh my gosh, we worked with a stylist who just completely revamped everything, and it just drew attention and people, and we were getting more clicks and we were getting more, you know, people were looking at our pictures for longer or saving them or whatever it is. You know, that working with a stylist is like that added element, is that added piece that sometimes people don't always think about doing, but it truly makes just the biggest difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And you currently have a service you offer that's called the Savvy Spotlight, where you collaborate with brands to elevate their image and showcase their products. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So I work with brands that are everything ranging from cosmetics and makeup to jewelry, handbags, all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, when these brands, whether they need images for social media, their website, if they've got, you know, different events they're attending to promote their products, if they've got different engagements they're doing, if they're on some kind of press tour or event that they have to show up at and they need to look the part or they need the pictures for to help promote their brand. That's where the Savvy Spotlight and what I was just saying about working with a stylist, when you do all these photos, when you are working on the website or whatever you're doing with your brand to promote it, going that extra step and working with a stylist can really make all that difference to give you those images And again, and if you're in person, you know, having that look that is going to grab somebody's attention, you're going to get that, oh my gosh, you look amazing, or I love how this was styled, or whatever it is. And that all comes with working with a stylist, because again, we all have our gifts, we all have our abilities, we all have our strengths. And, you know, working with a stylist allows that creativity. It allows thinking, you know, someone that can maybe think outside of your vision, and just adding more to it. And so that's why I came up with the Savvy Spotlight, was simply because I saw all of these brands, these new brands that were popping up, again, in all areas that I'm knowledgeable in, shoes or clothing or whatnot, and thought, you know what? All of this could be elevated, and it could be even more amazing working with a stylist and taking it to that next level. And with everything being on social media like it is, and that's where so many of these brands are getting their traction, working with a stylist, just like I said, it adds that extra benefit and gives you a step up. And so that's why I came up with this, because I thought this is a great service to provide to all of these growing businesses out there that are smaller businesses that aren't going to go, you know, hire some $10,000 a day stylist, but somebody who's been around, knows what she's doing, worked with so many different types of people, and, you know, and has that experience that can bring that and then elevate whether it's in person, photo, whatever it is, to elevate that.
Amazing. Where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you?
Yes. So many ways, but probably the biggest way is if you go to my Instagram, it is Tamara Godden Stylist. Or my website is tgstylist.com, which is super easy to remember. You just got to remember TG. And obviously my Instagram, all my socials, everything is on there. My email, you can DM me, all of the things. So if you just go to tgstylist.com, and then, like I said, through there, you can meet me in Pinterest or wherever, cause I have all the things.
Thank you, Tamara, so much for offering your amazing expertise and knowledge into the area of fashion styling. I really appreciate having you speak with us today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun, and I'm so glad we got to do this.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram at Glynis Tao and my website, glynistao.com. Please subscribe to Chase Your Dreams podcast if you haven't already. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others who you think this may help. And lastly, it would be great if you left a rating and review for our podcast. See you next time.